In the day of the Torah, Wednesday night, by Salim.
Good evening. I gave a few shurim in Hilchas Beis HaKesa. Hilchas Beis HaKesa. The first shiur I gave Hilchas Beis HaKesa. If today we have the same din as the old din, as the normal din of Beis HaKesa, toilets, that you walk in, you have to wash your hands. And then recently I gave another shiur by if you're not to take in pocket Tehillim into your toilet. So now the next shiur is like this. In this v'schus Shem Simcha, are you allowed to learn Torah in the toilet? Meaning that a lot of times, and I relate to it as well, a lot of times you're listening to a shiur, you got your earphones, you listen to a shiur, you listen to a shiur, and you're walking around, you're running around, and you have to run to the toilet, So sometimes and it's annoying to take a and to switch off, put on pause. So are you allowed to let it still continue play? You go to the toilet and come back out or not? Right? That's basically the practical shaila in Hilchas. If you're allowed to learn a Beis HaKesa, right? And with other people, the shaila is different. With other people who sit and learn all the time, b'nei Torah, their minds are filled with Torah and they're thinking about Torah, and it's the same shaila, but it's much harsher because for them they can't switch anything off. It's in their minds, and their minds are continuing to swim to think of learning. So are we allowed to? It's a bathroom is different. A bathroom without a toilet.
With the toilet.
So I think a bathroom and a toilet is a completely different din. Because since it's meant for a few purposes, for a toilet and for bathroom, so the halacha has changed a little bit. I didn't really go into that this time. But last time when I spoke about it, Shmuel Vosner writes that a bathroom and a toilet, when you go in, it could be the Zmak and Rocky, you'd have to wash your hands. Because it's meant for, it's the whole of the purpose. It's not just Meyuchad for Beis HaKesa. I have to find out about Hilchas Tamar Torah. So I just want to go into in Hilchas Beis HaKesa and what you're allowed to learn, what you're not. Are you allowed to learn? You're not allowed to learn. Before I start, I'm just going to tell you about a story. From when I was a child. So at the time, back in the time, there was no such thing It was unheard of giving shiur being recorded. 1990, I remember it was. I wasn't by mitzvah yet. And at the time, it became this new innovation, and I remember when as a child, as a Sfadisha, I'm a Sfadisha, so at the time, Ravadia Yosef, he used to give Shea every Motzei Shabbos, a famous Shea, he used to give every Shea, every Motzei Shabbos in Yazdim, and they initiated this thing that he used to give on the Lavyan, he used to call it Lavyan, he broadcast, and then it was recorded on these big black things, and he used to come and he used to send them every week, he used to send them to England, and we used to listen to it. And so from when I was a younger, I never knew who Ravadia was, I never knew he was a godel, I never knew what it means to be Omul Batoira. And all I knew Ravadia used to speak, he used to give shiur, he could speak for an hour and a half, he used to give shiur every month of Shabbos. And what I remember, the thing about I remember Ravadia was that he was a funny person. He was funny. He always used to add in a joke, always used to add anything in. It wasn't a dead serious shiur from beginning to end. He had that charismatic thing in him that he could sometimes a half a word, or one word he used to throw in. In fact, once his son asked him, why are you always joking? And he said, okay, do not come once me and I'll show you. So he gave a shiur, no stories, no jokes, nothing. After 10 minutes, people started falling asleep. So he pushed his son, he said, okay, now listen. So he said a joke, and everybody suddenly woke up again. So that was his mashkovet. So he said over a story. This story I remember from as a kid. He said the Bionis and Abishitz. I'm only saying it because he said it, because I heard him saying it. So I'm giving myself the allowance to say it as well. The Bionis and Abishitz. In fact, he was an amazing storyteller as well. Stam Agav. He used to know how to say stories. He had this, different way of saying stories. And he wrote a sefer. He wrote a sefer only stories. It's called Enough Eats of Us, on Pirkei Avos. A fat sefer full of stories. Anyway, so he said there were stories. Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz was a gon also. And when he went to Beis HaKesa, it was hard for him, it was difficult for him not to learn. So he used to take with him, he used to have a book. And he used to read all the sorts of interesting things. And once he read that if one cooks milk and meat together, the milk that's got in it, meat fat in it, and it's cooked together with it, if you pour it by the bark of a tree, by the stem of the tree, then the fruit will grow and it'll come out fresh a lot quicker. That's what he read. And he said, he's reading a Beis HaKesa, and suddenly he chapped, now I know Pshat in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Pasuk Meshpatim, it says, Mereshis Bekurat, Mazchot, Tovim, Yisrael, Shem, Nekecho, you should bring Bekurit, and in the same Pasuk, you don't have to cook milk and meat. What's the Sheikhas? You have to bring Bekurit, And you're not allowed to drink, and you're not allowed to, you can't cook milk and meat together. What's the shaykhs? And we know Chazal says, even if it's not, even just cooking, even if you don't plan to eat, just the etzem cooking is asr. So he's saying, he chap this pshat in the pasuk. You have to bring bikurim, but beware, don't bring bikurim through bishul basav chalav, and then you're gonna, then the fruit will come out a lot better. Don't bring bikurim like that. Bring bikurim without that, because that's asr. That's what he's saying. That's what. Sure, so the Talmid, the story doesn't finish. The Talmidim told this story over. It came to the Chayzer in Reblin. The Chayzer was Yeduaf, he could see everything. So Chayzer heard the Vat, and he said, it's an Emes Vat. This I'm telling you over, I'm only saying because I heard it from him. Emes Vat, but it's a Shmek from Beis Kissa. That's what he said, it's a Shmek from Beis Kissa. Right? So he felt, Emes Vat, but Shmek Beis Kissa. That's what he said over. So okay, it's just something as an eye opener, a bit. But it's just a musab dechusa. Okay, so this issa of Torah and Beis Kissa. Torah and Beis Kissa. So the emes, it's quite a big sugya. It encompasses quite a lot. And emes, there's four different areas where there's a where you're not one's not allowed to learn Torah. There's four different. It's all learned from the same pasuk. The pasuk is b'hoy machnecha kodesh, that the person's dwell is supposed to be holy, it's supposed to be clean, because it's also talking about tzeya, some tzeya there as well, tzeya. So it's by four areas. One is erva. If somebody's standing in front of erva, either isha or even the erva of ish, you don't have to come in front of erva. That's one issa, to talk and to actually speak of divrei kedusha and to learn Torah in front of erva. Right, Chazal even add as well, even Sab Isha was in Surya. That's the first sugya. There's another sugya which is in the last sugya. I'm not going to talk about that as well. There's another sugya of merchats. In a merchats, in a bathhouse, back in the days, bathhouses was very, very used. It was very heavily used, and it ended up being it wasn't a clean place. The bathhouse. Today, mikvahs is a different story a little bit, right? Because it's looked after, it's cleaned, everything. But back in the days, the bathhouses weren't wasted. So the Bayis HaPnimi, the place where everybody mamash washes themselves and cleans themselves, that place ended up being very dirty. So there's also issa to learn Torah there. Okay? Now the other two cases, which I'm going to discuss now, is in front of Tzoya. In front of Tzoya, mamash Tzoya, if out in the street. So we don't really have, again, we don't have so much today as well. But you can have a home, a child nappy, or potty, whatever it is. That's the third case. And the fourth case is Beis HaKissa. Okay? The fourth case is Beis HaKissa. So now, Tzoya, the case of Tzoya, the Machaber said this in Simen Ayin Zayin. In Simen Ayin, sorry, not Ayin Zayin, in Hill Simen Ayin Test. Mechaber writes Simen Ayin Test, the case of Tzoya. The Mechaber writes that if a person has Tzoya, if there's a Tzoya in the person where he's staying, Hoys a Tzoya's Adam Machorov, his day's Tzoya, and we're talking about Tzoya's Adam, not Tzoya's Behemoth, by the way, talking about Tzoya's Adam, then Nalochit Tzoch Lahachik Arba Amis Mimachim Shekol Ariach. If a person wants to learn, a person has to move away four amas from wherever the reach stops. So let's say the other end of this room, and only over here there's no reach anymore. The reach moves a little bit, it spreads, and only already. So from here, I got to move another dalad amas away, and then I can start learning. That's when I can start learning, right? That's the din of tzoya. And Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Why? Because the chsev hoy machnecha kodesh vekibul chazal shemachne shalad mudarat amas. And if he's still toich darad amas of just the reach of the tzoya, not even the tzoya, the reach of the tzoya, then it's not called makim kedusha. It's not machanecha kodesh. Then a person can't learn krishma, can't say any other things. That's the case of tzoya. As I said, there's lots of sifim about it, lots of simon about it. It's a big sugya. Then the next case is Beis HaKissa. So now, what's the chiddush of Beis HaKissa? So Beis HaKissa is a different story. Beis HaKissa, that is. Beis HaKissa, Mechaber writes in Simen Pei Gimel. Also, Likris connected Beis HaKissa. A person is not allowed to say Krishma, Otoma Hilchas Krishma, in front of Beis HaKissa. Yoshon, if it's used, it's already been used. Vafilu Pinu Mimenu Atzoya. And this is the crucial words. And even if they've cleaned out and there's no more Tzoya. Because again, we've spoken about this before. Back in the days, they used to, every so often, clear it all out. Every so often. Not every day. Every so often, like maybe every few weeks, every month, they used to clear out. They used to, and then that's because everything used to stay there. Yeah, we don't realize how lucky we are that we have biscuits today. Yeah, that's so. The Mechaber, even if it's clear, and there's nothing around, there's no, right? It's still also to say Kriya Shema in front of such a place.
When you say in front of, it means I'm standing outside, I can see the toilet. So outside the room.
So if there's walls, then you just need to be behind the walls, okay? It means if you're in front of the door and you can see the biskisa right in front of you, and I have to mind that if you can see if it's Tzuza Pesach, so it's better than a hefzuk. And you can see. You see the toilet. So you have to see about because this is Tzuza Pesach. I know that the mezuzah is a problem to be connected if it's not got another cover. The mezuzah, let's say open mezuzah holder and you can see through, and if it's open against opposite the toilet door and the door's open and you can see the toilet, I know there's a problem with it. I have to mind that if you're out of it. But behind the door is okay. So if you mamash, even if you're right next to the toilet, but you're behind the toilet, even if the toilet right there, but there's a wall over here, then it's fine, because it's a separate entity. Okay, it's a good point, mind in that one. Yeah? So that's halacha of Beis HaKissa. And the chiddush is afilu pinu min atzoya. So the Mishnah Berurah brings over here, what's the issa if there's no tzoya? It's an interesting thing. Where does the issa come from? There's no tzoya. Now, I want to just add over here now, our biskisses, there's no tzoya, right? The way our biskisses are made, there's no tzoya. You use a biskisser, flush the toilet, clean, nothing. There's no tzoya, there's no smell. Hopefully, you air fresh, whatever it is. Generally, there's no tzoya. It's a kind of, it's a clear, clean, clean place. So what's the issa? Mr. Brew brings over here that the issa is minatoyra. The issa is minatoyra. Because shezea mokem mikvar dar kolir boi tzoya is in the machanecha kodesh. Because this place is meyuchad to be used for tzoya, so it can't be called machanech kodesh anymore. Even though the mitzias now there's no tzoya, but because it's meant for tzoya, then it can't be called machanech kodesh. And ad kedikach this, it's issa min ha-toyer. The bringing the chaznish holds it's not issa min ha-toyer. It's also only with the abonon. The member says there's a lashon. The machlokes comes from a lashon over here that Bisalsa brings down a ben yoyna. His lashon is this: afa gav she'im boy achshav tzoya. Even though now there's no tzoya. Our basic kisses, but kibun shahoy asa metchila. But since there was a zman when there was tzoya, and it was asa then, it's asu minatoya mishum vayam machnecha kodesh. It's asu minatoya because machnecha kodesh. Now the shayla is, how do you learn this lashon ben yoyna? The pashto says because there was a zman when it was asa, therefore asu minatoya now because machnecha kodesh. Even now it's asu minatoya. But the chazish doesn't seem to know that. The chazish learning no kibun shahoy asa metchila. And that issa was asa hu min ha-toyah. I'm not sure exactly how he learns the word asa hu min ha-toyah. But the issa then, when it has toyah, is the issa toyah, that mishumoy machanech kodesh, that's why the issa will still prolong, will still stay on. Sedin drabonon. So okay, so either sedin drabonon, sedin deraisa, but regardless, there's issa to learn toyah, to say krishma, to actually say krishma in the Beis HaKissa, and to be able to that krishma, brachas, is issa Beis HaKissa, even if it's clear, even if there's no toyah. That's the halacha. So now that, and I'll just add another thing as well, very interesting point. The Mechaba brings, in the Siman Peihei, the olden days, the streets were not as clear as today. It's not as clean as today. So if there's Mevois Metunafis is the streets that are dirty and they're smelly and there's soya, probably soya Adam or soya. So it's also of a Caleb and Chazir. No, not of Chazir. So it's Adam. And it's then there's Reach Ra. Then the Mechaba said, "Lo yelech Adam mevoyes amtunafos v'yeniach yodei al piv v'yikra krishma." Don't go around on the streets and put your hands on your mouth and say krishma. That's Mr. Brew brings over here. What's the difference if you put your hands on your mouth? What's the difference? So he says, Mr. Brew here, "Klema shekori kol kach belachash at she'ine nika klal shemrachash besvasof." That you're whispering to yourself, and no one can even realize. You can't even tell that he's using his mouth to learn Torah. It's all sasa. Okay, so now that is all speaking. Now, what about hero? This is the original question we came out with. No one is ever going to go into a biskissa and learn Torah, right? No one's going to have, right? That's not really our shaya. Shaya is hero. So now shaya is what's halacha with hero? So now hero is an interesting point. Mechaber writes in the Sim Pehesi base, afir la haru bedivre Torah also be biskissa besamechas. The issa of Beis HaKissa and Beis HaMerchas and Tzoya, it's not like that by Erva. By Erva, there's a different halacha. By Erva, there's only issa to speak. to speak the Ritu about. A person is allowed to Mahara in front of Eva. A person is allowed to Mahara. A person is allowed to speak, to say the brachas, say the Dvom Shvakdusha. But Mashaykim, when it comes to Tzoya, then even here is Asa. Even here is Asa. Yeah? Even here is Asa. Even here is Asa. So before we go on about this Nakuda, so what then are you supposed to be thinking? Well, then, so it's a very good question. What then we're supposed to be thinking? We've got millions of things that we think about every day, and we don't think about Torah, right? Okay, but what's meaning? In other words, the pasuk can speak out. What's the ideal thoughts a person is supposed to be having with kissa? So, Mishabur brings that person. It's good to think about a person's shiftless. He's going to be sakis, he's going to be excused. That makes a person realize how shuffle he is, how he's a human being, he's a Yerodisha, and these are the things that he has to do. So it's going, Midas Tovus as well, is brought down Nefesh HaChaim, said you can also think about Midas Tovus, how to, all different, which is not Torah. And there's another interesting thing, that Yavetz brings a person can also read Sifri Laz, can also read other Gosha Svarim, Avada Uni, as long as they're not Dvarim Matunafim, even though he's a Makam Matunaf, but he can also read other Svarim as well, other Svarim as well. That's what I was saying over the story before There's another shayla if a person's out to think of the Bein Shalem in the Torah. Can you think of the Bein Shalem in the Torah? Yeah. So the Chacham Shemesh said you can think of it. You can think of the Bein Shalem in the Torah, but now that is not going to bring you to think of Psukim or think of anything else. We're out to think of the Galus Aburi. We're out to think of the whatever it is you want to think of the Nflas Aburi, the greatness of the Bria.
Only thinking.
Yeah. Talking is a mishayla. We're talking about other things. Yeah. We're talking about our thinking. And then Chacham Shemesh brings a very interesting raya. What's the raya allowed to? Because the Gemara says in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, very interesting thing, that the Gemara said that Kohen God used to have it on its tzitz. The pasuk says v'hoyi lefonov tomid. So the lashon tomid. So the Gemara asks in Yuma that how can he the whole time think about the tzitz, but he has to go to sleep, and when he's sleeping, he's not thinking about the tzitz. V'hoyi amitzchay tomid, or he has to take it off, and it can't be. It's not called. And so the Gemara, and he has to go to besakissa as well. So how can it be tomid? How can it be tomid if he has to be sakissa? Well, that's the Gemara's kash and yuma. Says the Chassid Shem, why is the Gemara only asking by a Kohen Gadol where it says they're tomid? Interesting question he asked. It says there's another positive. It says shavisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. The person is supposed to be having Hashem in front of him tomid. So you can ask the same kasha, but so how can you have Hashem in front of you when you're besakissa? So it says the Chassid Shem, is it right that you're allowed to? It's not as you're allowed to have. Yeah, that's what he brings, because it could be Madcha, it's a Pasuk of Tehillim, but that's he wants to bring around, and you're allowed to think of the Bein Shem in the Bisekissa. Mishnah Berurah brings interesting thing, V'yachshav Shem Cheshboinus, Beisa V'Yitzah Yisa, right? Think of his Cheshboinus, right? Think of his Yitzah, if people enjoy doing that, whatever it is, yeah? you think of your Yitzah, so think of your Cheshboinus, how much you can afford this, can afford that, the money's coming here, going there. Yeah, and on Shabbos, what he's supposed to do on Shabbos, you can't think about these things on Shabbos. So he says, Shabbos, Yachshav Bevinyonim Tziurim Noim. Think about nice buildings, it brings me Shlah, nice buildings, nice Tziurim. Think about other things, put your mind on things, other enjoyable things. Yeah, but not in order to take him away from thinking Torah, right? So that we that you know some yeah, maybe all of you have this problem. I don't have this problem anymore. This is probably more trying to get out of thinking of Torah. There's an interesting thing, a very interesting thing. There's one case when a person is allowed to think of Torah in the basic kissa. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Himnichnis belibo hiru avera. If a person's mind is wandering and he starts thinking about hiru avera, says Mishnah Berurah there, muter harsham be divrei Torah, v'pnei shezeu k'mei lafrisha meisa. She'atayim matzelis meiruim roim. Person is allowed to use Torah in order to get him out from Mimurim. That's an interesting thing. There's another thing. What about Mishnah Berurah brings? What about somebody who? He's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Magid Shir, and he's giving Shir at 1 o'clock, or 12 o'clock, and it's 5 to 12, he has to give his kissa. Now, believe you me, it's impossible, it's impossible for this Magid Shir not to think of learning. He's about to give Shir, and his mind is thinking about this, and how am I going to say this, what about that? It's very, very, very difficult, very difficult. I don't know how these are Shir Magid Shir, they're running into the toilet, back of the floor, they can switch off and on like that, it's very hard. So that's called Oinsoy, it's an Oinos, he can't help it, so it's also another Heta. Now before we finish, there's a very interesting. So therefore, to have your earphones and you're listening to the Divrei Torah, it'll be awesome because your mahara is causing you to mahara. But there's an interesting thing like this. The Moshe writes that the issa is not. This is a very interesting point. Not the in fact that there's an earphone, there's a thing, and there's Torah coming out and there's Torah being spoken. That's not Issa. Says the Moshe, because a machine is allowed to talk Torah in the toilet. There's no Salomot Sanu. It's not Pshat, there's not allowed to be words. It's not even words, it's noise. It comes out, it sounds like words. It's a machine. So the only Issa is because you are being Maharib. Machmasat, you are being Maharib. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. What if a person is listening to it and he can get his mind off it? He's busy now for 2 seconds, get his mind off it. And when he immediately goes out, he can listen to it again and make sure it's not good milk, geschmack and shit. Then maybe, I'm not passing over here, but a person needs to know. A person needs to know if he can switch off. There's no ism mitzad the etzim earphone making giving that shit, right? If he can't, he has to switch off. But he just needs to know that the issa is not. This is you. Not at mahara. It's you who are thinking in Torah. Not that there's noise. Not that there's Torah noise going on in the toilet. That's a very interesting point.
If you listen to shir, in the middle of shir, it gives you a story. At the end of the story, gives you the what's connection.
I don't know, but the thought, if you know when you're in that toilet, you know that the story's going to take 3 minutes, and you know by the time you get out, he's still going to be in the story. You know, it's a very long story. You're right, there's lots of shirim. They're not really toilet shirim. The chizukim, it's a different story. And then he tells you, we see from here, the Meridik Hashkacha Pratis. Yeah, that's not called toilet, by the way. That's not called toilet. That's chizuk. If he's learning with you, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Rabbeinu Tzion Solomon's giving a vav, no, that's also because he's learning proper Torah. But if it's Musa and it's just divrei chizuk and there's no it's chidivrei chizuk, I don't know if it's I don't think it's not proper Torah. When we say Torah, it means he's teaching you Chumash, he's teaching you Rashi, you're learning the Daf, proper Torah. Well, even if it's Musa, but it's Torah. That's what's also here.